Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org. Well, cash cattle markets will remain at a standstill through the day today, with limited interest shown Monday due to the Martin Luther King holiday, and that kept markets closed. Continued focus on showless distribution and inventory taking will be seen today, although bids and asking prices expected to remain non-existent for the next couple of weeks. Following steady trade levels with light to moderate activity late last week, the focus on market stability and outside market direction will play a significant role in the development of cash market trade, which is likely to be pushed off until Thursday or Friday. Now, early train in the hog futures is expected to remain mixed following strong market shifts higher late last week, with lean hog futures bouncing off multi-month lows in nearby contracts. Traders are trying to establish market support on which to build through the upcoming days and weeks. Limited interest in it is expected through cash market activity following limited packer processing speeds on Monday. Now, on the grains, wheat markets trading mixed to higher early this morning after seeing both sides of unchanged in the overnight session. U.S. wheat market is caught between rumors of increased export demand, but has no USDA data to confirm the business. Corn prices are starting the holiday-shortened week off on a lower note, continuing to churn inside the contracting triangle formation. The series of lower highs and mostly higher lows since September has ground volatility into dust, as evidenced by the 50 and 100-day moving averages flatlining. The U.S. government shutdown and the lack of weekly and monthly demand reports has played a sizable role in the recent price action. Soybeans are trading weaker this morning, remaining well inside last week's range and riding the rising trend channel higher. Strength last week stemmed from reports China was offering a combined $1 trillion in purchases of U.S. goods and services over the next 6 years as a way to erase the trade deficit. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close of business on Friday, February live cattle down 57, 126.52. April down up 47, 127.37. March feeder cattle down 10 cents, 142.82. April up 17, 144.40. February hogs up 37, 61.22. April was up 165 at 66.27. Also at the close Friday, Kansas City wheat, the March was up 2 cents, 506. May was up 3 quarters at 515 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March unchanged, 517 and 3 quarters. May up a half penny at 523 and a half. March corn up 1 3/4 at 381 and 3/4. May was up 2 cents at 390. March soybeans up 9 cents, 916 and 3/4. May up 9 cents at 930. March cotton down 48, 7389. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.